The Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin on the base continues to teach us. Amar Rava, Esrog Zed Nosin Lach Matanam Amnash Tachsruli. If somebody gives someone else an Esrog with a Matanam Anas Lahachsar, for not love a Yotzabai, and he takes it to be Yotzah with that mitzvah, Hechzira Yotzah, if he ultimately fulfills what he was told to do, that he has to return it, he's Yotzah. But if he doesn't return it, lo yotza, he's not yotza with that mesrik. Teaches us the Gemara Kamashmalam. What is Rava teaching us with this halacha? The matana manas lahachse shma matana. That it's considered a gift, and therefore the person who received the esrik that way is yotza the mitzvah. There's a very fundamental Machloikus Rishonim. There's a very fundamental Machloikus Rishonim, how Matana Manas Lahachse works. One way of learning it, which seems to be the approach of the Rosh and the Ritva, is that when I give somebody something with Matana Manas Lahachse, I'm really giving it to him completely, that it should become his. But I'm making a t'nai that he has to return it to me. If that's the way to learn, so just like when I transfer it to him, I have to make a kinyan, so too, when he transfers it back to me, he has to make a kinyan. And their opinion is that the other way of learning matana las nas lahachser is that I give it to the person, but I give it to him with an expiration. It's only yours for this amount of time. If that would be the halacha, then you would not have to return it to the person. You would not have to return it to the person when he finishes make a kinyan when it's returned to the owner, because it becomes his again automatically. Why don't they want to learn matana manas lahachse that way? He said, they explain, because what is the whole issue of our Gemara? How did our Gemara really begin? The issue of our Gemara is that to have an esrig, it has to be lochem, it has to be yours truly. And as our Gemara has been discussing, kinyan peiris, kinyan guf, when is something considered yours or not? But if your ownership has an expiration to it, then clearly it's not yours they hold, and therefore you cannot be yotze the mitzvah that way. And he brings another raya that his pshat is correct. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav on the base, in discussing Matana Matas Lahachser, says that if you're giving an esrog to a katan on the first day Yontif, and you weren't Yotze the mitzvah yet, or for people in Chutz Laretz that have a chiv of lechem, not only in the first day Yontif, but on the second day Yontif as well, so he could buy but not transfer back. And therefore, you'll have a big problem if you give it to the katan with a matana manas lahachser, which we'll discuss when we learn the Shulchan Aruch and Mitzvah Hashem. But the point being, if we say that a matana manas lahachser requires that you be maknet to him, and then you be koine it back, so we just explained, it's understandable. You can't be koine back from a katan. But if we explain that matana manas lahachser means that it's his only for a certain amount of time, and then it automatically reverts back to the original owner, so what's the problem if I gave it to the katan, and that the katan can make a kinyan back? There is no need for the katan to make a kinyan when he's returning it. It automatically gets returned because of the time expiring. The Gemara Masech the Sukkah in the Mishnah teaches us Maisa Daf Mem Aleph on the base Maisa Bergamli Rabbi Shuvah Belozer Ben Azari Rabbi Kiva Sheboim Besfina V'la Yilulav El Rabbi Gamliel Bavad. Rabbi Gamliel was the only one that had a lulav. Lachay be'elv zuz, shalachay be'elv zuz, that he spent 1,000 zuz to purchase. Not Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzba, v'nasa Rabbi Yishuv v'matana, not Rabbi Yishuv v'yatzba, v'nasa Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'matana, not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'yatzba, v'nasa v'matana Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Kiva v'yatzba, v'gzil Rabbi Gamliel. So we see that they were able to do be Mekayim mitzvahs Esrig by passing it from one to the other. Now, the question is, if Matana Mnas Lahachzer doesn't mean that you have full ownership of this Esrig, so how could he pass it from one to the next? How could he pass it from one to the next? It's not his to pass. If we learn like the Rosh, that Matana Mnas Lahachzer means that I'm completely giving it to the recipient. So since I'm completely giving it to the recipient, it can be passed from one to the next because each person is passing on his own esrig. But if we learn that they never really got whole full ownership, it's just an ownership that has a time frame with an expiration, how could I give it from one to the next? From here we see another raya that Matana Manas Lahachzer is full-fledged Matana Manas Lahachzer. In fact, one more raya I was thinking is that our Gemara says, Kamash Malon, why do we learn from what Rava taught us? That Matana Manas Lahachzer Shema Matana. That Matana that's given a Manas Lahachzer is considered a full-fledged Matana. So the Mefarshim already asked the question, of course it's considered a full-fledged matana. What's the Gemara teaching us that we don't know? Could be that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that, as we said, our Gemara is teaching us Kinyan Guf and Kinyan Peiris. Teaches us our Gemara that a matana lahas lahachzer doesn't have any of those problems. Because when I give somebody my esrig or whatever, with a matana manas lahachzer, I'm completely giving it to him. And therefore, all the issues that we can have with Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf don't exist. However, Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek disagrees. And he says that the way a matana manas lahachzer is from that I give it to the person with a time frame. It's yours until you finish doing the mitzvah. And since it's yours until you finish doing the mitzvah, that's what a matana manas lahachzer represents. And actually, Davni Meluim brings a raya that that type of a kinyan with a time expiration, is considered a valid kinyan from a different Gemara Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that a sukkah gzula, a sukkah shula, is possible. But the Gemara says that if somebody took schach and stole the schach and used it for a sukkah, even Rabbi Elazar will agree that he's yoytze the mitzvah. Why? There's a special takana throughout Shas of takanas mereish. Takanas mereish is that if Chazal were concerned that if you're going to steal a beam from someone else and put it in your home and have to return the actual beam, which would mean demolishing your home, no one will ever want to return a beam. So therefore Chazal said that you could just give the money and not have to give the beam. So here too, if I use the schach that I stole for schach on my sukkah, if I'm going to have to return it, I'm not going to want to return it, and therefore I'm yoytze with that sukkah. But for how long don't I want to return that schach, says Davni Meluim? I don't want to return the schach for the duration of sukkahs, because that's when I want to be yoytze the mitzvah. So it's not something that I need to keep forever. I only want to keep it for the duration of sukkahs. Yet we see from here that even though my intention is just to keep it for the duration of sukkahs, it's considered mine. It's considered lechem. I could use it for the mitzvah sukkah. So we see, says the Avni Miluim, that something that I own only with a time frame is considered mine as well. Actually, this machlokes is really, I think, and the Mefarshim make this point, connected to a Gemara that we're learning here in this sugya. Actually, the first Gemara of this sugya. The Gemara, as the first Gemara that this sugya begins with, speaks about the case where somebody gave an esrog to someone else. Achrecha esrog zed noson l'cha. The Gemara daf kuf lam zayin on the bottom. Somebody says, here you can have this esrog. V'achrech l'plani. But when you finish it, you have to give it to the next person. So the halacha wants, the Gemara wants to say. So the first person only has it in a kinyan peiros. He's not going to keep it forever. So the Gemara wants to say, it connected to the machlokes of the Gemara on daf kuf lam zayin amud aleph kuf lam vav amud beis. The machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, how does the halacha look at such a circumstance? Does the halacha look at such a circumstance as if it is the person's, and therefore, according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, if he sold it while he has it, the sale would be a valid sale? Or do we look at it that it's not his, and therefore Rebbe says you can't sell what's not yours? That's what the Gemara suggests. Says the Gemara, jumping ahead, on the Kuflam Zion on the base, on the top, Elam may pick the Kulam Aloy Plig the Nafu Bay. No, everybody would agree that you could be Yoitsu with this Esrig. The Machloikis is Achloy, could you eat it? Could you sell it? Machloy, Achloy, that's a Machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But the Gemara is saying that in such a situation, everyone would agree that you could be yoitza the mitzvah. So there's a very big machlokes with Shoinim. How to understand why indeed doesn't the first person only have a kinyan peiros? And if he only has a kinyan peiros, how is he yoitza the mitzvah b'chem? So there's a very big machlokes how to understand this Gemara. Some want to explain that the Gemara is telling us that if you have it only for a short amount of time, and then you're going to have to pass it on further, that's called yours completely. And that's why everybody will agree, since it's yours completely, you're yoytze the mitzvah. Others disagree. And others say that it's not considered yours completely. That's not the way to understand the Gemara. It's not considered yours completely. Indeed, you only have a kinyan peiros. This is a verse from Rabbi Chanan Vassam. But this is a sort of a super kinyan peiros that everybody agrees by a super kinyan peiros, it's considered lochem. What is the machloikis? I believe that the machloikis is exactly the machloikis HaRishonim that we just explained. If we learn that a matanam nas lahachzir means that even if you're just going to have it till a certain time, it's still considered yulochem, and that's what matanam nas lahachzir accomplishes. So that's what achrecha is the same. You're only going to have it for a certain amount of time, and then pass it on, but that's enough for it to be lochem. The others that don't want to learn that way, and come up with this new chiddush that's considered like a super kinyan peiros, why do they say that? The reason they say it is because they hold that where I have something, but it's going to be taken, it's only mine for a certain amount of time, that isn't considered lochem. And therefore, that would not be workable here, and would not be workable if that's the way Matanam Nas L'Achsa works. Must be, the only way to explain this is that it's a super kinyan peiros. Another very, very important question, how to approach this shaila, is if you have a long line of people. One person has an esrog, as we mentioned in our previous year. In earlier years, It wasn't a world where everybody had their own esrog. So one person has an esrog, and everybody wants to be yotzeh with his esrog, and he's very generous. He allows it to be used when a matana manas lahasa. So how does that have to work? Does it have to be that each person has to take it from the original owner? Or could they pass it down the line? The minhag ha'olam is that they pass it down the line. But really, it's connected to what we're discussing. If we learn that it becomes completely yours, then the original, it becomes the person who receives it. So then each person could pass it down the line. If, however, it's not really completely his, then you can pass on something which is not yours. And I saw the Ramesh Shtenbuch and the Me'adim Vizmanim, Chelek Vav, Simon Mendalit, discusses a very interesting situation, a very interesting story. What happened was, actually, with the Esrik of the Chazanish, everybody wanted to use the Esrik of the Chazanish, and it was being passed down the line. And then somebody, towards the end of the line, dropped the Esrik, and it became possible. So what we're learning about Matana Manas L'Achzer could not happen, because it was dropped. So now the question was, do all the people who were using this esrog for the mitzvah have to take a new esrog? If we learn that the esrog becomes the esrog of the recipient, and that's how we go down the line, so then it was only the last person who had a problem. He can't return it. All the previous people had it, and they had it within the time frame that they have to return it. If, however, we learn that they have to give it back to the owner, back and forth, and the reason they didn't give back to the owner is because the owner said, you could pass it on my behalf, then all of them weren't joined to the mitzvah. So Ramesh Shtenbuch says it's a difficult shaila. One of the points that he works with quite extensively is, could someone be meichel the requirement of a manas lahatzer? Could you be meichel that requirement retroactively? And he seems to say it's a machlokes rishonim. And it's also connected to the way you learn matana manas lahatzer that we've been expressing in our shir. So as I saw, the Chazon Ish said that they should try to get everybody who was on that line to take a different esrog to be yotzeh the mitzvah. Perhaps he wasn't yotzeh the mitzvah, but not make a brocha again when he takes the esrog the next time.